A cold start to the day this morning. Some of the coldest temperature of the season so far, but that's not really saying so much. There's nothing exceptional about this morning. It's actually very average. It's just that it's been such a mild winter. We've not had a widespread freeze across northeastern Florida until this morning. And we'll see if the International Airport officially gets to 32 degrees. And if so, it's the first freeze of the season and only missed by 1 week, the latest first freeze of the season, at least at the International Airport, since the thermometer's been there since 1971. So a cold start this morning, but it'll have sunny skies today. There won't be quite as much wind, and really it's a pretty winter day in the end. The afternoon temperatures will reach around 60. Still a cold one tonight in the low to mid-30s inland, where we'll still have some frost again come the morning hour. So once again, protecting pants, protecting pets, plants, and pipes are going to be okay in this kind of cold. It's just not that terribly cold and not very long. So these are not hard freezes, which is 27 degrees or lower for four or more hours. And then we really kick into the warming trend tomorrow and Thursday, with the sunshine pushing temperatures into the mid to upper 60s tomorrow and the low to mid 70s on Thursday, which will easily be the warmest day of the week, because the next front plus a couple of disturbances roll down across the area Friday and Saturday. Clouds will increase, and we'll see some showers as well for Friday and Saturday. Highs will only be in the 50s, and depending on how things evolve here, we may have a fairly decent rain out of this those 2 days. We're still waiting on forecast models to converge on a solution as to just how strong this low pressure will be, its exact track, and how much moisture will be available. But we could see a sizable amount of rain coming off a weekend, of course, that got us a pretty decent soaker Sunday morning. Went pretty much as expected, with between a half inch and an inch of rain in most neighborhoods, so that was nice. And the most significant rain since before Christmas. And then, of course, the gusty winds in the afternoon and evenings, that same storm that moved up the eastern seaboard, producing all the wintry weather, and then the tornadoes in southwest Florida around Fort Myers. Now that system moves away, but we get the dry air on its backside and those cold temperatures, especially at night, producing the widespread frost. So we may be looking at some frost again toward the end of the weekend and early next week. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News, Jack's First Alert Weather Center, for 104.5 WOKV.